my children, time to awake from your sleep. Rise to a new day with each your soul to keep. Come, my children, time to awake from your sleep. Rise to a new day with each your soul to keep.
Hello and welcome to the Enlightened Medicine Show with Dr. Valerie Olmsted, the holographic physician. And my show today, I've been waiting to get a hold of Dawn Fazende, who is the editor of Mount Shasta Magazine. And we're having a circuits are busy problem. So at some point, hopefully, we'll be able to patch her in and talk about the WESOC Festival. I did attend that, and so I would like to kind of give you a rundown on what happened if you were unable to be there. It was really fabulous. And in case you don't know what WESOC is, we'll go into that in a little bit here. Let me first explain to you, if you're a first-time listener, that this is a live show most of the time, and you can call in and ask questions if you like. And I am a naturopathic physician by trade and have been a metaphysician for most of my life. So I think that the blending of the two things is extremely important. And I will oftentimes have guests on that are of one or the other ilk, or they do both. Most likely, most good healers will do both, blend the metaphysical or spiritual with the standard healing route. So, you know, hopefully I have a pretty good mix of guests for you guys to listen to and be enlightened by. And the premise of the show is basically to show you what's available out there and maybe take some of the guesswork out of how to get yourself healthy, and give you hints along the way as to what might work for you, what kinds of things to consider. Basically, you know, how do you make this physical body work? Now, if you know me at all, if you've listened to any of my other shows, you know that I have a heavy spiritual kind of a leaning. It's very important in my life. And I have been, I've been so privy to so many miracles. And I love those miracles. So I hope to help you to bring more miracles into your own life. So to that end, let me go ahead and get started with what I wanted to talk about today, which is the WESOC 2006 event, which was at Mount Shasta, and it was Friday, Saturday, and Sunday this last weekend. This is the event that was started by Dr. Joshua Stone, who has recently passed away. And so this year it was put together by Dawn Fazende and Mount Shasta Magazine. And it was a compilation of some really, really important speakers. If you have not had a chance to listen to these people before, I highly suggest that you find them at some other venue and do listen to them, check out their websites and such. I'm not going to go in any kind of an order because I skipped around when I went to the festival myself. Let me just start by saying that everyone was fabulous. It was an extremely enlightening experience. No matter what kind of discipline you're in, no matter what level you're at, there was something there for everyone. And if you get a chance to go next year, I would highly recommend it. It's quite magical. And from the moment that my friend and I set off on the road trip to get to Mount Shasta until the time that we got back home, we had just magical event after magical event happening. So it was amazing and exhausting. And if I ramble a little bit today, it's because I'm really tired. I had to go back to the real world and go to work today. So it's going to be a little bit difficult maybe for me to keep things together. But if you have any questions at any time, please do call in, and I'd be happy to answer your questions to the best of my ability. And what I would like to start out with is one of my favorite speakers, Jean-Claude Covin, who is the author of Going Deeper. And Jean-Claude is just such a sweet, dear soul, and his book is excellent. If you get a chance to read it, please do. It's a very whimsical kind of a journey through enlightenment that's told in a fictional form. Amazing book, and he had some amazing people with him. One gentleman called in the masters, the ascended masters, and you could feel the difference in the room when the masters came in. and the energy just got higher and higher and was just so beautiful. And Jean-Claude has a way of speaking to people in a manner that helps you to really tap in, to feel the heart energy, to feel that celestial emergence within yourself, which is pretty much what he's all about, is helping people to come to that for themselves. He's a fascinating speaker. He is, how do I explain him? He's just amazing. If you get a chance to listen to him speak, please do so. One of the people he had with him is a young lady from Australia by the name of Nina, who had a Kundalini experience when she was asking for something really incredible. And I'm going to start off with that because I think it's so important. And the best thing that I can do is pass this on to everyone. So what she talked about was her experience of standing on the edge of the cliff sobbing for hours because she didn't know how she was going to get the love that she had in her heart for her fellow beings out to those fellow beings. And she was just distraught and kept asking God, how can I do this? How can I bring my love to them so that they understand it? And they're connected with it also, with the all that is. And she said her Kundalini rose and shot her straight up into heaven. Amazing experience. And while she was there, she made her request. And the beings there told her how she could bring this across. So I'm going to give you the simplified version of this. If you'd like to hear more, please contact Jean-Claude or contact Dawn at Mount Shasta Magazine, and I'm sure they can get you in touch with Nina or with her method. What she explained to us is that if you look into the person's left eye, you connect with their heart and with the God force within them. So find a partner, look into that person's left eye to left eye, and you put your right hand on their heart, and they put their right hand on yours. And then you put your left hand on top of their hand. You look into their left eye, and you say, or you sing, and I'm not going to sing it for you because people will run in to save me if I start to sing. So let me just explain what the phrase was. And it was something along the lines of, all I ask is for you to remember me loving you. And you keep repeating that over and over and looking into the person's left eye. And then when you have reached that point of total connection, embrace each other. Just hug and just open the petals of your heart, the lotus that is within your heart. Just open it up. And if you're not used to that, you may feel overwhelmed. You may start to cry, to sob, whatever. That's okay. Because when you're doing that, you're really connecting with the heart energy of that other person. The two hearts together are the connection to what we know of as heaven, or to the all that is, the source, God, whatever you want to call it. As I've said before, it doesn't care what you call it. It only cares that you call it. So you make that connection, and you just allow the love to flow between you. Now, the thing that was interesting to me is that Jean-Claude stated that if we could get 1,000 people doing this exercise and doing it with at least two other people, initiating two other people into this exercise, that within 30 days, we would have a major change in consciousness upon the planet. So if you're sitting there thinking that you can't do something like this, why are you thinking that? And isn't the change on the planet the most important thing? Isn't the raising of the consciousness of every human person on this planet worth it? So I would suggest and encourage you to try this exercise. Don't be bashful. Try it with someone that you care about. Try it with a complete stranger. Sometimes it's easier with a stranger because there's no sexual connection with this. There's no agenda. In other words, this is a heart-to-heart, pure connection of love, the unconditional love. And I listened to people after they had received a hug from Nina. And one person said it just blew his socks off. He had no idea that such a thing existed as this unconditional love, because so many people don't get a chance to experience this. So I'd encourage you to try this. with a married couple, it's ideal because you already love each other. Well, hopefully you do. Anyway, go ahead and try this. Don't be shy. You know, it doesn't have to last an hour. It could last 5 minutes. But I would hope that you would do this to the point where you would really feel that connection. And like I said, if you start to cry, you've got it. This is also an exercise in grace. So every time that you do this with someone, you're allowing them the possibility of opening their heart more and becoming real, becoming who they really are. Each one of us has that divine spark within us. And I know a lot of people may not understand this. If you're still believing in the duality and the good and the bad and all that, this may be difficult to understand, but even the worst person in the history of the earth still has that spark of the God force within it. Even the worst one you can possibly think of, having done the absolute worst, most nefarious, evil deeds, still has the spark of God within them. And that can never be erased, no matter what they do. So you appeal to that spark. So if by doing this exercise, you are able to enlighten enough people to change the attitude of fear and anger and lack and doubt that's on this planet, can you imagine what that's going to do? We could have instant enlightenment upon this planet as soon as we reach critical mass. So I hope you're getting how important this is. It's a deceptively simple exercise. It's an exercise in truth, an exercise in reality, and it's a true connection. So please, for yourself and for those that you love, please try this. So that was the most amazing thing that I experienced at WSOC. And perhaps I should go back and let me read off the WSOC site, which, by the way, is wesoc.us, www.wesak.us. And you can look at the schedule there and the speakers. And let me just go into a little bit of what Don has written here about what WSOC is all about. So it starts out that this is affecting social consciousness by choosing evolution. And you're being invited to be the quantum eye of the quickening storm and to take a mind-bending, life-changing walk at the cutting edge on the slopes of magnificent Mount Shasta, and it is indeed magnificent. What a beautiful place. So this is a 12-year family reunion that was begun by the late Dr. Joshua Stone, and Shasta is considered the holiest place outside the actual WSOC Valley. And this was under the direction of Don Pazende, editor of Mount Shasta magazine. And what she did was pull together luminaries and pioneers in the realms of healing and conscious human evolution who came together to explore the realms where science and spirit merge on the quantum frontier. Now, if you've been listening to me for the last year, then you know that I'm into quantum physics. And the reason I'm into quantum physics is because it not only explains everything, the miracles, the daily life, and everything else, but it explains it all succinctly. So to be on the quantum frontier, I mean, you're already in the quantum field. You cannot be not in the quantum field. The fact that you exist means you're in the quantum field. And so there are many things that affect the quantum field. To be on the quantum frontier is to kind of do what I call a Yahoo kind of a leap. You know, get out on the edge and go for it. Let's explore and see how far it can take us. Now, the quantum pioneers of ancient times are Buddha, Christ, the other masters. And this is occurring, well, this year it occurred during the full moon in the sun sign of Taurus. So a lot of people think of Taurus as, you know, the money planet and stubbornness and things like that. Kind of an interesting time to have the WSOC full moon. But I'm here to tell you it was quite powerful. And to me, it means that this is really establishing something upon the planet. And I'm hoping that with your help, with the help of every single listener that hears this, whether it's live or archived, I'm speaking to your heart now. And I'm asking you to step up to the plate and help. We all need to get involved now. And I'm not talking about going to the WSOC celebration. I'm talking about embodying the truth within us, truth and love. So, again, I would ask that you would read Jean-Claude Coven's book, Going Deeper, and really start to feel what you're all about if you didn't know. One of the other people that was quite interesting is Master, let me see if I get this right now, I don't speak Chinese, Master Ji Gangsha, who is an MD from China, and he is the author of Soul, Mind, Body Medicine. Very interesting. I've heard him called Benny Hinn of China, and he has his own radio show. And he's quite an interesting fellow, very energetic, and he talks about power healing and the importance of soul in each part of your body. Now, what Master Shaw related that I hadn't known before, and I haven't met anybody yet that knew this, is that each part of your body has a soul. So every organ has its own soul. And I never thought about that before, but it kind of makes sense when you look at the microcosm and macrocosm of humanity and how we fit in the universe and how every little part of us is a universe unto itself. It's quite interesting. So what Master Shaw did is basically explain these things to us and about how sometimes your soul of a particular body organ gets tired. It's worked very, very hard, and perhaps your vibratory level has changed, and the soul of that particular body part is unable to step up into the new vibration, at which point the organ starts to die or have several problems on its way to death. And so he's been able to have miraculous healings by doing what he calls a divine soul transplant, where he calls to the all that is, the divine, for a new soul to come into that particular body organ. Quite interesting. So I've talked to a few people that were worked on by him, and of course, you know me, I had to go try this myself, so I also went and did that, but I want to talk a little bit more about what he did before I tell you my personal experience with that. So what Dr. Master Shaw did is he has a couple ladies who travel with him and who are readers. They basically watch what's happening as he is doing these procedures. And he did one person, then he did a group, and then he did the entire group. So he was giving divine healings and divine blessings for protection, divine blessings for financial blessings, several different things, divine karma releasing, and things like that. So as he spoke, and he spoke for 3 days, an hour and a half at a time, 3 days in a row, and he just went a little bit deeper each time and helped people to start to embody these energies, which he says he was given by the divine and was told to bring this through to people. And his book, Soul, Mind, Body Medicine, tells you how to do it yourself. He believes that every person has the capability to heal themselves, as do I. And in the book, the exercises are right there. You can do them all yourself. Or, you can go to hear Dr. Shaw speak or, receive divine blessings from him. So it's quite interesting. Unlike Benny Hinn, he does not slap you on the forehead and yell, "Heal!" But he does have a little showmanship there. And it was interesting to watch him as he prepared people. He would ask them what they needed, where they had a problem. One lady had a problem with the liver, another had a problem with the spine, someone else had a problem with the brain, someone else had several things, cancer, hepatitis B, things like that. And so he asked each of them, "Where's your problem? What would you like to have a soul transplant with?" And then he raises his hand into the air and says, "Prepare!" And then after a little bit, he says, "Start divine soul transplantation of whatever organ." So it's quite interesting to watch this. The people who could see came up to the stage later and said, "Okay, I saw this. I saw this light come down. I saw beings bringing this soul piece. I saw, all these different colors and saw the energy come down through the body into the earth and come back up, and they saw many things. So it was quite interesting to see what people in the audience had seen. I can't claim that I saw all that. In fact, I was trying to figure out why I wasn't seeing as well as I usually did. But one thing I did notice, over Dr. Shaw's head, when I asked to see his heart, what I saw was a yin-yang symbol, so I know he's balanced, and that was quite interesting to see. I've never seen a big foot-high yin-yang symbol over someone's head before. So I thought that was quite interesting. And there are rays of color that come from his hands as he does this work, spirals of light that come down. And I guess it's different for each person. I'm not sure. Like I said, I didn't see it all, but people in the audience did. So that was quite interesting. Now, Dr. Shaw says that this healing system goes beyond mind over matter and emphasizes soul over matter. And power healing states that illness is caused by energy and spiritual blockages. So the essence of power healing and soul, mind, body medicine is the power of pure love, light, forgiveness, and compassion. And as many of us know, and as he states, love melts any blockage. Light heals and blesses. Forgiveness brings peace, and compassion gives strength. So at the very least, to have those particular attributes, that's pretty special. So I would hope that you would also check out his book. And in his book, Power Healing, he teaches you 4 practical techniques to heal yourself and others. And then in body power, sound power, mind power, and soul power, you use those different things for different parts of the body and such. Then in the soul, mind, body medicine system, that is the life-transforming, profound system. And he says that he is able to do this over the telephone. So he has free telephone sessions where people can call in, and he said his mission is to heal thousands and thousands of people, as many people as possible. So what I noticed at this Wesak celebration this year, and I haven't been to any others, so I couldn't compare it, but at this particular celebration, there are so many people who are so earnest. It's not just about healing yourself. It's not just about feeling the love for yourself. It's about feeling it, healing it, and sharing it, which got me all excited because, you know, that's my favorite stuff. So there are so many people there who were really, really kind of stepping up to the plate and saying, okay, now we need to do this. Now is the time. And everybody needs to unleash their powers and really get out there and spread this. So I was quite impressed, and I'm so happy that I went. I'm so grateful for the people that I got to listen to and the things that I got to learn. Now, there are several people I talked to after Master Shaw did some healings on them. There were some people who had been up on the stage and some people that went in for personal healings. And so I got to compare notes and see what people felt. And I spoke with one woman that he said he did a spine transplant on. This woman had had several car accidents and was in constant pain. And she asked for her entire spine to be replaced. So he did a soul transplant of the spine. And she instantly was free of pain. Instantly. And she said she felt something come down into her that was new and different. Now, the main thing that I heard from other people is that what they felt was light. They felt a divine presence. And they weren't quite sure how to deal with that. And I'm thinking maybe they weren't quite sure how to deal with it because it's not something that you usually notice in your everyday life. I've been blessed with many divine presence instances. So for me, it's like, oh, yeah, I know that. Yeah, I'm sure there's quite a few other people out there that have had the same types of experiences. But if you haven't ever experienced that, it's very profound. And when it first happens to you, you kind of sit there and go, wow, what the heck was that? And you know that something is different. You know that life is suddenly better. You know that you are more connected, more balanced, more grounded, more clear. And then you will see that your life will change. It cannot help but change. any time that you bring that kind of a light within yourself, you will change. You may lose some of the old friends that you had that are not life-enhancing, or people who are stubborn and don't want to move out of their negativity. You may find that you have to spend more time looking at beautiful scenes. You have to go to the beach more, or go to the mountains or the lake, or go sit in your rock garden, or go to an art gallery. You will notice that you start bringing more beauty into your life, and you start automatically looking for more peace and harmony in your life, and kind of pushing out those people and those things that create disharmony. You may find that you watch television less, and that you change the type of music that you're listening to. And it may happen very, very subtly, but it happens because you've brought a greater light into your body. And if you want to keep that greater light in your body, then you can't go back to doing what you were doing. You can't have the same life again, or you'll have the same problems again. And you know, that is the definition of insanity, you know, continuing to do the same thing you've always done and expecting different results. So if you have a chance to have this type of a healing and to experience the greater light of unconditional love, then I would caution you to make sure that you're changing your life in accordance with that, that you're moving in the flow of that path, so that you don't waste the precious gift that you've been given. So I talked to quite a few people who had this soul transplant done by Master Shaw, and they all said the same thing, that they felt something moving down into them. It didn't feel bad. You know, it wasn't like some evil spirit coming in or, you know, some kind of possession. It was not that at all. They said that it felt very gentle and yet extremely powerful, very profound, and they felt markedly lighter afterwards. And this one lady said that she was not the same. And she said, I don't know how to describe it, but I'm not the same person. And it was not like she was possessed or something. It was more that something had shifted in her that brought her not only into the state of health, but into a greater state of enlightenment. And it seems to me that's a pretty good thing. At least that's kind of what I enjoy. Maybe some of you out there think I'm a little crazy with what I go through, but I really enjoy these moments of enlightenment, these moments of wonderful magic that are really our birthright. So I guess I should tell you what happened with me. I decided I was going to go do this because I've had an adventurous life and I've had many problems, many injuries, many accidents, mostly because I was pushing my body further than I should have, or I just wasn't paying attention. You know, pick your favorite answer. I've probably done it. So I decided, well, you know what? It would be worth it if even a tenth of this worked the way that they say it does. And I have enough faith to heal. That's why I'm still alive, I believe. So I went to see Master Shaw. And I found him to be quite innocent, different than the stage persona. On stage, you know, he's getting your attention, and he has a little bit of showmanship. But person to person, I found him to be very humble and very loving and to be very kind of innocent. You know, it was almost like, you know, when you're 8 years old and you're kind of hanging out with somebody new for the first time and you're just getting to know each other. It was a very innocent, childlike thing. And he stepped aside and allowed the power to come through him. And what I felt, or what I saw, as he was calling for the divine soul transplant that I had asked for, and I asked for my spine since I've had so many injuries, what I saw was a golden spiral that was kind of like a whirlwind, but slower. It was gold. It was kind of almost an orangey gold. And it came down through my crown chakra, and it was about as wide as my shoulders at the top, and then spiraled down into maybe the size of my little finger. And this then moved down through my body, all the way down to the earth, And then something came back up. I'm not quite sure what. I didn't see the colors or anything with that. But I felt energy moving up through my base chakra and all the way up through. And in the areas where I had had constant back pain and constant stiffness and aches and pains and all that stuff, I felt pain in those areas again. I felt shifting. So I know something was going on. And then it kind of moved up and it moved out through my crown. It was very gentle. I am still the same as far as my personality. I have not changed in that way at all. My love, my unconditional love, that is, my intuition, all of those things are the same. But I feel different. I feel more at ease in my body. So to me, that was very valuable. And I also asked for help with weight and help with a few other issues, and then got a financial blessing. Now, the interesting thing is Dr. Shaw has a code that he gives you, and it's some numbers, and you can say them in Chinese or you can say them in English, and you just chant these numbers. And he said, that's a divine code that unlocks this power. So I thought, what the heck, what do I know? I went ahead and I chanted it. And I do feel better when I do that. Now, I have no idea how to explain that to you. I don't know if that's a frequency code or what it is. I'll read the book and maybe have Dr. Shaw on sometime later to explain this a little bit better. But it was quite interesting. You can feel the difference within your body. You can feel more peace, more comfort within your body. It's kind of like your body kind of goes, oh, that feels pretty good. So that was interesting. And I'm very interested to see what happens after this. Some people had an instantaneous release. Some people, he said, well, you know, I don't know if I can help you. It might take a month. With me, he said, it could take up to 2 weeks. Which reminds me of the joke, not only in medicine, but my contractor friend tells me it's in construction too. But in medicine, in the naturopathic realm, we have a saying that the improbable takes 2 weeks, and the impossible just takes slightly longer. So if you've heard that before, then you know it's true, or hopefully you do. So I'm going to give it the 2 weeks and see what happens. So it was quite an interesting and, different thing to do. All this stuff that happened on this weekend was really interesting and something different for me, and I think different for quite a few people. Then I listened to Carl Marsack, who is the founder and director of the Enneagram Center of Mount Shasta. And I've never thought about Enneagrams before. I think I have a book or two, but I haven't really looked into it. So Carl was giving three lectures on Enneagrams and how to tell what your number is and how to pick out what someone is by their characteristics. So that was pretty interesting, too. And he stated that you can actually take the Enneagram once you find your number, and you can use that to help you move through life. So it's a tool that just helps you to move through easier. So I liken that to an astrology chart, or there's many different kinds of astrology, or any kind of a tool that you're going to use to help you to get through the trials and tribulations of life and not make them worse than they need to be. So that was interesting, too. I don't know enough about Enneagrams to go into it any more than that. Maybe I'll have him on the show one of these days. I also got to hear Michael Langevin, who is the publisher of Magical Blend magazine, and he was fascinating. He has been down to the Amazon, and he had quite a few pictures of the Amazonian cultures that he had studied with. And what he had to say was just so connected about the forest, the burning of the rainforest, about, the sustainable agriculture that needs to be done rather than, burning the forest down to plant grasslands for the cattle to be made into hamburgers and things. And just what he had to say about the cultures, the ancient cultures, and how they knew things that we still don't know, and how a lot of these things have become lost. It was quite fascinating. And he had some great pictures. So that was a lot of fun. And he was talking about the transformational energy of planet Earth and the reality of magic in the universe. So I recommend also that you read what he has to say. And again, he is the creator and editor of Magical Blend magazine. Quite interesting. And then I got to listen to Gregory Hoag of Metaforms. So that was Sacred Geometry. And one of the fun things that Greg did was he brought a couple of his Metaforms up on stage, and he had one that had a candle in it and a crystal on the bottom of it. And so he lit the candle, and then we turned out all the lights and went, ooh, ah. It was really fascinating to see how the interior candle lit up the Metaform, and that basically lit everybody in the room up. You could feel the energy. It was incredible. And then he had a point where he blew out the candle and used a lighter on the outside of the form. And I'm here to tell you that if you've never experienced the geometric forms lit with light and what they do to your body and your soul, you got to try it. It's amazing. And I've noticed this before with different movies. I think I've mentioned my first experience was with Lawnmower Man. And in the first Lawnmower Man, they had quite a few of the archaic symbols and things that just kind of came at you, right at your face in a flood. And I about fell off the couch the first time I experienced that. It was amazing. So this is that kind of an experience. It's not only mind-altering, but you feel changes within your body. And Greg was talking about the importance of the geometric forms and how they affect everything in creation, that everything is made up of these forms. So that was quite an interesting thing, too. He had some harmonic, or I guess he called them harmonizers, that are pendants that you can wear that change your energies and how you process energies also. So that was quite interesting. Now, he is the... or a leading authority on the use of geometric antenna systems for improving health and raising consciousness. So again, his business is Metaforms Limited. That's Metaforms. And I suggest that you check that out also. It's quite fascinating. And he had kind of a DNA spiral one too I really liked. Really interesting stuff. I go through these things. I go through the booths and things and go, ooh, wow, that's really cool. So quite a few people are out there with some things that can really help raise consciousness. So that was, I think those were pretty much the people that I got to see, because in between I was, you know, schmoozing and connecting and doing different things. And, of course, I had to buy some clothes, so I have some goddess dresses now, thanks to a wonderful woman who creates some really amazing fashions. And tie-dye, of course. So that was a lot of fun. There were a lot of people selling different things, CDs, beautiful music there. The musicians were wonderful. There was Anton Mesurak, Mystic Pulse, Jen Ambrose. She was amazing. Gentle Thunder. Let's see, these other names I'm not too sure if I could pronounce. There was Kathy Zavada, and then Don Fazende and Sahadev. There was Swami Vandana Jyothi, interesting people, and they were doing some Diksha meditation, just amazing stuff was going on. You could not help but have your very being altered by being at this conference. So you might want to think about that for next year. I highly recommend this conference, and you just have a lot of fun. Talking with the different people from all over was amazing, too. You know, as light workers, any time that we can connect with someone who is sharing the same vision, don't we get excited? You know, whether your thing is health or whether it's planetary consciousness or environmental issues or conspiracy theories, you know, whatever, you would find somebody at this conference who would agree with you and maybe tell you something you didn't know. So we were all sharing. It was one big sharing that was really, really wonderful. And I came away from there with a heightened sense of connection. And I think so many of us for so long have felt like we're alone, just totally alone. You know, nobody else out there doing what we're doing. And that's not true. There are other people. We just haven't run into them. In fact, I ran into a lady there who is a Starship contactee, and she talked about what her mission is, and she writes about it, and she basically goes after the bad guys and does what she can. And she was so fascinated to learn that there are other people doing the same thing. She thought she was alone. And as I've always said, you know, there's many branches of this game that we're playing. You know, some people are in the enforcement division, some are in the bad guy division, some are the good guys, you know, some are the healers, some are the people who create beauty, and some are the ones who go into chaos and bring calm and order. There's all kinds of different jobs that we all have to do, and there's so many of us. What a game, you know? We get to play this incredible, fascinating game with so many different spirits, of which we are all one. So I came away from there with a greater connection and love that has increased. And anytime you can do that, that's the most awesome gift that you can have. So I can tell you I had a great time, and I'm sorry I can't report to you about everybody that was a speaker there because I didn't see all of them. And I was hoping we could get a hold of Don Fazende, and apparently the circuits are all busy in that area, and we couldn't get through on the phone. So I'll try to have her on at another time to speak about her vision with WISOC and what she hopes to accomplish for the next year. In the meantime, you can check out Mount Shasta Magazine, or you can go to the website, and again, that's WISOC.us, www.wesak.us. And if you missed it, all I can say is, I'm sorry you missed it. I'm glad that I went. And a few asides of things that you can do in Mount Shasta, which I didn't know, I hadn't been there before. The headwaters of the Sacramento River are in Mount Shasta. And they come right out of the rock, and it is the most delicious, the most incredible, pure, life-giving water that I've had in a long time. It was amazing. So I kind of felt like, you know, going to the village well there. Only I wanted it right out of the rock because that's where the most life is. And there were people waiting there to fill up their water bottles and things. And just a magical, beautiful place. And also got a chance to go up to Stewart Hot Springs and take the bath there. That's an amazing place. You know, beautiful river coming down next to it. And they have the water is interesting. It's got a slight sulfur smell, and it's just a slight yellow tinge. And it's full of silica. So it's very slick. You can't rub your skin because you'll burn your skin if you do. It kind of, you know, grinds into the skin. But what they do is they have you sit in the bathtub for a while, and then you go in the sauna and sweat out some stuff, and then go jump in the river. Oh, boy, is it cold. I had that experience, and it was wonderful. And you do that a few rounds, and you can lay out there in the sun. It's clothing optional. And just enjoy yourself. So if you're going to be in the Mount Shasta area, I'd suggest that, too. That was a lot of fun. And, of course, going up on the mountain is incredible. What views. And such pristine snow. Just gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous weather. I also was able to partake in a crystal bowl attunement. We happened to wander, it happened, you know how these magical things happen. We happened to wander in to a crystal shop where they have a giant crystal, and it's right off the main street in Mount Shasta there. And we wandered off and got into this place, and they said, oh, have you seen our new bowl room? And we went back there, and they have pretty much every bowl that you could get. They are incredibly beautiful and incredibly wonderful sounds. And we kind of got an impromptu little bowl concert that really just set the magic for us for the weekend. And then Bev, who is the owner there, offered to give us a special attunement. So we came back on Sunday, and there were four of us participating in that, and we just really got tuned up. So thank you to Bev. She's a wonderful lady, full of love, and I can tell you the four of us that were privy to that, we really feel special. We did a round for ourselves, a round for the community, and then a round for the earth and the cosmos. It was beautiful, and that's something I'll not forget very soon. It was quite special. So thank you again, Bev, for that. And then to cap everything off, as we were leaving town, we went through the beautiful town of Paradise and got to go over and meet Don and Doug Newsom that run this station, BBS Radio. And, you know, they're two of my favorite people in the whole world, and they are amazing guys. They have taken their largesse and are running this radio station, allowing people to be here for free so that the word can get out. They call it a blog-in service because that's what it is. They do this out of their own pockets. They support the people that they know have a message to help humanity. And they get this message out to as many people as possible. So, Don and Doug, my heartfelt thanks to you. I am so grateful for everything that you've allowed me to do through your wonderful spiritual giving. And I just can't thank you enough. And people, if you ever get the chance to meet Don and Doug, they are just incredible guys. They're the sweetest, most heartwarming people you could ever hope to run across. And they're joyful, and, you know, if you want to see the Spirit of God in action, that's those two guys. So it was just wonderful and magical, and I just had a great time. So thank you to everyone that participated in my having a great time on Earth here and getting to experience these wonderful beings and this wonderful connection. And I know that from this WESOC weekend that things are really moving on this planet. And lightworkers, rejoice, because it's happening. It's happening here and now, and it's building. And there's nothing that's going to stop it. You know, we're coming into the light now. We're coming into our own. And it feels good. It feels so good. It feels great. And I want to thank all of you out there that have been listening. And I hope this has given you some hope, and I hope that it's kind of lightened whatever burdens that you have and given you hope for health and happiness. Because it is out there, and hope is one of our most precious commodities. And it's there. You just have to look for it and open up to it. So I encourage you all to do that. And I hope that you will continue to listen. And if you're listening on the archives, thank you for tuning in and downloading. Thank you to all my great, wonderful listeners. And as usual, my blessings to you all. May you be happy and healthy. And now we'll go out with a little music from Misara, and this is from a friend of mine, Misa Hopkins, who is a sound medicine healer, and a friend of hers, and it's beautiful stuff, and it kind of sums it all up for me. So I'll see you next week. Thanks for listening.
Come, my children, time to awake from your sleep. Arise to a new day with each your soul's key.
Come, my children, time to awake from your sleep. Arise to a new day with each your soul's key. And awaken, awaken, awaken the dream. Awaken, awaken, awaken the dream. Awaken, awaken, awaken the dream. Awaken, awaken, awaken the dream.
Thank you.
been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning in to our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.